Hastings College women's basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show. Brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Haddock Center. We're in Crete this afternoon with Hastings College basketball and 1230 KHAS. Broncos on the road tonight as they get set to take on the Doane College Tigers in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game up first as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman. And coach, 7-0 in the season, 2-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. For the first time, you get to take to the floor as a ranked team here tonight.
Yeah, that means the bullseye just got a lot bigger on our back. And so, it's nice recognition for the work that the kids put in since last year. We had a tough season last year. We took about 8 days off as all, and we went back to work. And so there's a reward for that, and I'm really happy for them. However, you know as well as I do, at the 25% mark of the season, it doesn't mean a lot right now.
Yeah, Hastings currently number 5 in the latest NAIA Division II basketball poll. So, like I said, it was a rough year last year. You guys put in a lot of work. Just kind of talk about the offseason a little bit.
Well, we did. We went right into the gym. We started working on our shooting. We knew that was one of our problems. Really worked on fundamentals. Did that until the end of the school year. Then through the summertime, we tried to do as much playing as possible. We scrimmaged a number of AAU teams in the state to try and get ourselves better, tried to get some of our freshmen to come in and get incorporated into the system a little bit. And then we went right back at it first day of school, and we've been working since. So, like I said, we still have some work to do with our offense. We still have some work to do with our scoring. But defensively and rebounding in two of the three phases of the game, we've been pretty good this year.
What you did during the off season, is that out of the ordinary from what normally we do?
Well, it was for us because it was so much individual work, where normally we do more as a group, we do more scrimmaging, we do more playing, that type of thing. We set up twice a week where we got into the gym with just two or three players. We broke down a lot of shooting and fixed some things with their shots and mechanics problems and all that. So with each player, we tried to do one or two little things that might make a difference this year.
Still tweaking the offense, so to speak. Talk about some of the things you're trying to do.
Well, I think we're starting to understand our spacing on it better. I think we're starting to understand how to move without the ball. One of the things this year is that we're taking more time off the clock. We don't shoot the ball the first 6, 7, 8 seconds a lot of times. We try and move the ball at least a couple of reversals, get it inside, see what the defense is going to do. So that's taking some time away. Then you've got our opponents who are taking some time as well. So part of it is we're not hitting as many threes as other teams, and that's why we don't have 75 or 80 points. But the other part is both teams are being pretty patient, and so there's not as many possessions per ball game.
It's been your defense so far that has carried. You carried the other night down in Kansas. Your defense has just been outstanding.
We have. We haven't given up 60 points to a team yet this year. The 50 points to Morningside and the 42 points to Kearney are probably the two highlights of the season from a defensive standpoint. And I really like the fact that we've done it in both man and zone, so we've got some versatility to it. And, you know, that's what we are. We're going to be a blue-collar team all year long, and some games will be very low scoring, but when it's all said and done, that's how we're going to have to win ball games.
So you feel comfortable playing maybe down in the 50s and 60s this year?
Well, I'd love to have 80 points and still hold teams to 50. But, again, I think because of the number of possessions, if you look at our possessions last year versus this year, if you look at a Briar Cliff and they get 80, 90 shots off a game, because of our patience and because of our opponent's patience, we've had a lot of times we've only gotten 54 shots off. So there's a combination of we need to shoot the three ball a little bit better, but – we just have to, again, take the good shot, the first good shot that comes along, and sometimes that takes a while.
Hastings went on the road on Saturday, knocked off Sterling 54-50, tough place to play, and a tough basketball team on Saturday.
You know, they're a good ball club. They have a very good post in the Patrick girl. She had 17 points against us, and we think we're pretty good post defenders. They had some people who hadn't shot the three shot very well, who did a pretty good job that game. So, it was a long drive down there, and then, a team that played us very well when we got there.
Hey, once again, another girl just steps up, Taz Yarig, who has maybe been kind of quiet the past couple of ball games, steps up, had a great night with 18 points and 4 3-pointers.
you know, she not only did the three-point shooting too, but she had a couple of big steals that really kind of got us rolling. I thought we were a little sluggish getting out of the bus, so to speak, and she got some steals and got us going, and so she did it at both ends of the floor, and that's what I'm really pleased. We know Taz can get hot sometimes, like the night she had 25 against Mount Mercy, but when she really starts jumping passing lanes and so forth, she has tremendous quickness, and she can do some damage on the defensive end also.
Earl's winner got to extended playing time because Alicia was in foul trouble most of the way. Both of those girls step up with 12 points for you.
Yeah, we got 24 points out of our post, and I thought we, again, had some dominant play. We were having some problems on the boards, and I think we corrected that in the last 5 minutes. You know, probably the biggest area of improvement for us this year has been the last 5 minutes of ball games. Last year, that was our Achilles heel, and if we went into that stretch tied or two or three ahead, we got pretty nervous. This year, you've seen us really tighten up our defense. We've done a better job of only giving up one shot, and then we get the rebound, and our execution on offense has been better. So that, you put your finger on the one thing we're doing significantly better than last year, and that's that last 5 minutes of games.
It just comes with experience. We had a young basketball team last year. Does it just come with experience this year?
You know, I think so. You look at all the freshmen we had on the floor last year, every perimeter player on top of it, even though we had some juniors out there, hadn't played much the year before. Alicia was really the only experienced player. And if you want to take a post player out of the game and commit enough people to do it, you can do that. So we really got into some problems that the person we wanted to get the ball to in the last 5 minutes last year just wasn't available to us. There'd be three people surrounding her, and people would take her out. And our younger players just got very nervous. So this year you see some more confidence. Like you said, you've seen different people step up. Taz has had some good games. B has had some good games. Brittany, I think, plays I think Brittany has been very steady for us at the point, and Cammy Bruckman is, I think she's a big shot hitter. You know, she may only have four buckets a ball game, but I swear three of the four will be stopping a run or end a ball game or something like that. So that's where it's been a lot tougher on our opponents is, I mean, look at our scoring. You know Alicia is going to score, but after that you've got 11 other people that are averaging between 4 and 11 points.
All right, it's Dolan tonight to take on Hastings College. We'll come back and talk about the Tigers as our pregame show continues after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman, the Hastings College women's basketball team on the road tonight in Crete to take on Doan, a team that is 3-3 on the season. They are 0-2 in the conference, so a team that might be hungry for a win here tonight, Coach.
Well, and look at the teams that they've played. I mean, they've played Briarcliff, who's number 2 in the country, and I believe the other loss was to Concordia, who's number 9 in the country. So their first two conference games were against the very best in the league. So I think you've got a team that's very athletic. They're capable of scoring. They're at home, and it's Doan and Hastings, so that's a tough combination.
I was going to say, yeah, and then it's Doan and Hastings, a big rivalry in women's basketball. This is one we want to have.
You know, it is. It's fun whenever we're down here. I think the Doan-Hastings rivalry overall is huge for the school. I know when you go back to the Steinmeier and Coach Rodas days, those were huge rivalries. And so there's a lot of tradition in this ball game.
Coach, what impresses you about this team?
Well, I last year, if you remember, their post took us apart in the last 5 minutes. Upanisa is a player who's very athletic and very skilled, and so we have to really make sure that we are containing that inside game that hurt us so bad last year. And then on top of it, they have a lot of three-point shooters, and they have a lot of people who are shooting. They've got two starters who more than 50% of their shots are three-point shots, and one of a third starter who's shooting 50% from the three-point line. So you've got a team that has the ability to pull you out in the defense and put your post in a one-on-one situation, and you've got an athletic post who can do some damage.
And that can cause some problems. We extend our defense a little bit. It might open things up for them inside.
It does. That's what happened last year is they hit enough shots that we had to get into man, and then they took us apart in the man. So, you know, you've got a Morningside that shoots all threes, but you don't have to worry about the inside game so much. And this is a little bit of a variation and can be really dangerous to us.
How do we counteract that?
Well, I'm hoping that we can put good pressure on the ball and stop the three-point shot, and then our post can handle that job. And if not, we'll go into the zone and go back to the old reliable when it's all said and done. And, you know, you've watched us enough. We really don't help our post very much. So sometimes we'll have some posts go off for us. On those nights, it's really critical then that we don't allow the three-point shot as well and start giving up points both inside and outside.
Okay, good.
All right, thanks.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, Sonic Labs, and the play-by-play description up next. It's Hastings and Doan tonight on 1230 KHIS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco Basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain it, knowing our community and knowing our customers. It's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the Real Sports Bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks? Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food? Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports? Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Haddock Center. We're in Crete, Nebraska here this afternoon. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. The Broncos with a women's and men's basketball doubleheader tonight as they face the Tigers out of Doan College. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. The women's game is up first. Hastings College ranked number 5 nationally in the latest NAIA Division II basketball poll. The Broncos are 7-0 on the season, facing a team in Doan tonight under head coach Tracy Fairbanks. Now in her 13th season, her record is sitting at 3 wins and 3 losses. Right now, the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball on 1230 KHAS. So the singing of the national anthem as we get sent for basketball here tonight from 1230 at KHIS. Again, Hastings coming in a record of 7 wins, no losses on the season. The Broncos with a couple of conference wins so far, beating Midland at home 67-51 and knocking off Morningside up in Sioux City by a score of 54-50. The Broncos are coming up for the win the other night over 11th-ranked Sterling on the road, winning by the score of 59-55. Taz Yori got a big night, 18 points, hit 4 3-pointers in the ball game for Hastings. Laurel Zwiener and Alicia Stadler had 12 points apiece. But again, it was defense for Hastings College that won the ball game. Held Sterling to just 39% shooting in the ball game, forced 18 turnovers. This Hastings College team is playing defense awfully well right now, giving up only 51.8 points per ball game. That is number one in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doan coming in. They are 3-3 in the season. They're 0-2 in the conference, losing to Dort 74-62 and losing to Briarcliff by the score of 90-69. A team that comes in here averaging 67.5 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 67.8 on the defensive end. So it's Hastings and Doan here tonight in women's college basketball. Get the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Starting time will be at 8 o'clock. Starting lineups are brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings College tonight will go with Cammie Breckman, a 5'9" and sophomore out of Silver Lake. Sophia McDermott gets a start, a 5'3" and senior from Aberdeen, South Dakota. Brittany Wong, a 5'3" and junior from Carmichael, California. Melissa Thompson, a 5'11" and junior out of Papillion. And Alicia Stadler, the 6'1" and senior out of Grand Island Central Catholic. The Broncos coached by Jeff Dittman. For the Doan College Tigers here tonight, they will go with a starting lineup that looks like this. It'll be Madra Upanisa, a 6-foot senior from Latavia. She's the leading scorer on the team, averaging 13 points per ball game and 5.5 rebounds per game. Ashley Daly is a 5'8" senior out of Holdridge, Nebraska. Daly is averaging 5.3 rebounds per game. Cheryl Braithwaite is a 5'5" senior out of Arapahoe. She is averaging 13 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Savannah Lohmeyer is a 5'8" junior out of Milford, Nebraska. Lohmeyer is averaging 6 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. And then Brittany Little is a 5'10" junior out of Petersburg, Nebraska, at the high school of Boone Central. She is averaging 5 points and 4.2 rebounds per game. And the Tigers are coached by Tracy Fairbanks, now in her 13th season here at Doan. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. So Hastings College looking for their 8th straight win here tonight against one of their old division rivals in the Doan College Tigers. Hastings is going to be dressed in their visiting black uniforms here tonight, and the Broncos will control the opening tip. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right. Doan is a team giving up 67.8 points per ball game on defense. Hastings goes right to work. There's Bruckman. Her driving layup is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Doan. Savannah Lohmeyer has got the ball for the Tigers, comes to the near side to a Morgan Dubas, who's going to get the start for Doan here in this ball game. Dubas, of course, the former St. Cecilia product. She's got the ball in the wing on the right side, hands it away to Anna Dostal. Dostal comes outside down to a Dubas, works it on the near sideline down to a Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer puts it on the floor, dribbles back out here into 3-point territory. Just underway, no score between Hastings and Doan here tonight. That's a Lohmeyer with the ball, dribbles inside, puts it up off of the window. The shot is going to be no good. Ball tapped around, is picked up there by Dubas of Doan. The ball goes out of bounds. A jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of the Tigers, so Doan will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket to get the new shot clock here. Just 28 seconds on the shot clock. 19-12 remaining here in the first half, just underway. Women's college basketball as they play things in. There's Braithwaite. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Good job getting over there for Hastings College. That was Melissa Thompson with a partial block there, as it'll be Doan playing it in again. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Savannah Lohmeyer's got the ball, lobs it into the lane. That's a Braithwaite. Her shot's going to be taken away. Taken away by Melissa Thompson of Hastings, and here come the Broncos. Gets it away now to a Sophia McDermott into the forecourt. McDermott down the near sideline, pulls up at the top of the ring, bounce pass inside to Stadler. Shot is up off the window. It's good. Alicia Stadler got into foul trouble the other night down in Kansas and was limited to 13 minutes of playing time. She gets her first field goal here. Hastings out on top of Doan by the score of 2-0 here in the ball game, just underway. There's a Braithwaite, takes the ball to the hole there. Her shot is up there, and it's around the rim. Falls off, no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up on the hop. It's picked up by Stadler of Hastings. Outlet pass goes to Cammie Breckman. Here come the Broncos. A running layup by Breckman is up and in. Cammie Breckman scores there for Hastings, and the Broncos are out on top by the score of 4-0 in the ball game. 18.5 to play here in the first half from the Haddock Center in Crete tonight. Bronco basketball on 1230 KHIS. Morgan Dubas with the ball, hammers it left side of the lane to a Braithwaite, spins, puts up a shot, blocked from behind by Stadler. Ball is loose and is picked up here by Melissa Thompson of Hastings. Long pass down the floor goes to Sophia McDermott. McDermott takes it down the right sideline. And now we'll retreat back out here into three-point territory. Lobs it inside to Stadler, squares right out of the bucket. There's a pass across the lane, deflected away from Thompson. It goes out of bounds, and Thompson was the last to touch it. Turnover on Hastings. First turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. Hastings averages 16 turnovers on offense. They force 21 on the defensive end. 4-0 is the score. Hastings out early here in this ballgame by a couple of scores. Savannah Lohmeyer has got the ball now for Doan. Behind the screen, moves it left side of the lane. Bounce pass goes down low to Hannah Dostal. Bounce pass down in the corner to a Braithwaite, picked up there by the Broncos defensively. Brittany Wong out there on defense. Here's a Lohmeyer with the ball, circles around, takes to the right side of the floor. Lohmeyer stops, puts up a shot over Bruckman. It's going to be no good. Cammie Bruckman gets the rebound for Hastings. Broncos runner back the other way, 2-on-2. Bruckman stops in a traveling violation. Bruckman was driving the ball in the hole and then stops left side of the lane. She's called for the traveling violation. Two turnovers on Hastings College here in the first half. 4-0 is the score, 17-20 to play in the first half from Crete. It'll be Doan bringing the ball back up. Hastings playing the man-to-man defense. Right side is Morgan Dubas with the ball. The St. Cecilia Hawkette with a ball fake, drives the ball in the hole. Her shot is no good, and she is fouled in the play. So Morgan Dubas will go to the free throw line here by Doan. And the personal foul goes on Alicia Stadler of Hastings. That's going to be her first team foul on the Broncos in the first half of play. Morgan Dubas in the free throw line is 66% foul shooter. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. So Morgan Dubas gets the start here tonight for head coach Tracy Fairbanks. Dubas, a 5'7" senior from Hastings St. Cecilia, averaging 5 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. Her second free throw is going to be up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Melissa Thompson of Hastings. So it's a 4-0 ball game. Hastings out on top. We have played 3 minutes here in the first half from Crete. Hastings with the ball. This is going to be Sophia McDermott. Throws it to the far sideline. It's tipped out of bounds there. And Hastings College will play things in. Over there defensively was Lohmeyer of Doan. Hastings will play things in right in front of the Tiger bench. Cammie Bruckman gets things in to a Brittany Wong. And we got a foul out here in 3-point territory. Looks like an offensive foul, an illegal screen set up by Melissa Thompson of Hastings. So Melissa Thompson commits the personal foul offensively. That's going to be her first. Turnover number 3 on Hastings. 16:50 remaining here in the first half. Hastings off to a slow start here tonight. However, they've got a 4-0 lead. Tigers have not scored yet. Here's a Lohmeyer. Bounce pass goes inside to Dostal. Her shot is going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up and in, and she's fouled into play. Morgan Dubas got the offensive board and the putback there for Doan. And Dubas for the second time tonight will go to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. It's going to go on Sophia McDermott, the foul. That's going to be her first and the 13th foul on the Broncos. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Taz Yorig. Yorig had the 18 points the other night down in Kansas in that win for the Broncos. Here's a shot from the free throw line. Dubas misses that one. She's now 0 for 3 from the line, and the ball is knocked out of bounds on the rebound, so Hastings will play things in. But Doan is on the scoreboard, and a field goal by Morgan Dubas. 4-2 is the score now. Hastings out on top. Alicia Stanley with the ball for the Broncos here in backcourt to Taz Yorick. Gets it across the midcourt stripe as they go to Brittany Wong on the left side of the floor. Pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Doan is in a man-to-man defense. Here's Taz for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. Ball chased down in the corner by Alicia Stadler. Now to Taz Yorick. Her pass out on top is intercepted, and a foul is called. That is intercepted there by Savannah Lohmeyer. But a personal foul is called on Hastings. It's going to go on Brittany Wong. She ran right into a Lohmeyer going after the ball. First personal foul on Brittany Wong. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Kaylee Raggeth. Raggeth into the ball game for Hastings, and Melissa Thompson comes to the bench. 4-2 is the score. Hastings with a 2-point lead. Here's a shot taken there by Braithwaite. No good. Rebound comes down to Stadler of Hastings. Down to Brittany Wong. Hustles into the forecourt. Brittany hustles right up to the top of the 3-point circle. Down to Alicia Stadler. Back out to Wong. Swings the left side. That's a Bruckman with the ball. Hammers it inside. Kaylee Raggeth. Back outside the arc. That's going to be Yorick with the ball. Taz dribbling left to right from the top of the key. Taz trying to get away. She's guarded out there by Morgan Dubas of Hastings. The ball tipped away. It's picked up by Brittany Wong down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper by Bruckman way off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hannah Dostal. Dostal gets it away to a Savannah Lohmeyer. Long pass down the floor to a Willicott. She has her pocket picked, and Doan turns the ball away. Hastings had got it back the other direction. Here's a Raggett with the ball now for the Broncos. Hustles into the forecourt. Taz Yorick now to a Stadler. Back out to Taz. Back into Alicia Stadler. Squares around to the bucket. She's double teamed. A pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Fourth turnover on Hastings College here in the ballgame. Here comes Morgan Dubas back with the ball. A three-pointer is put up there in. Morgan Dubas put 5 points in the ballgame. In fact, she's got to all 5 points here for Doan. And we've got a timeout. Hastings, 15 minutes and 9 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Doan 5, Hastings College 4.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Their internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the Broncos got out to a 4-0 lead, and then enter Morgan Dubas, the former St. Cecilia product, has hit a 3. She's hit a 2. She's 0-for-3 from the free throw line, and she's done just about everything so far for the Doan College Tigers. And Doan is out on top of Hastings by the score of 5-4. Broncos playing as a nationally ranked team for the first time in this 2011-2012 basketball season, ranked number 5 in the first NAIA Division II basketball poll of the season after being unranked in the preseason poll. Hastings is down by 1 point, 5-4 is the score. Brittany Wong has got it, swings it right side to Taz for 3, shot good. Taz Yorick hits the 3-ball from the right sideline. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Hastings goes out on top by a score of 7-5 in this one. We'll see what adjustments they make on Morgan Dubas. They hammer it down low to Dostal. His shot is good. Anna Dostal drives from the left corner toward the basket and scores off the window. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's averaging 6.2 in the season. It is now a 7-7 ball game with 14 and a half minutes to play here in the first half from the Haddock Center in Crete tonight. Hastings with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Courtney Spahn is into the ball game. Holds it. Comes out to a Brittany Wong. Swings it right side to Raggett. Shot for 3 is good. Kaylee Raggett knocks down the 3-ball. That's a second three-pointer by the Broncos here in the first half. Hastings out on top now by a score of 10-7. Hastings is connecting on only 29% of their three-pointers this year. That is 8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dubas down in the right corner. Here's Ashley Daly. Her shot for 3 is good. Ashley Daly nails the three-pointer. No, not much better from a three-point territory. They're hitting 29% from behind the arc. That is 9th in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Just a shade behind Hastings, a 0.1% or so. Hastings breaks the pressure. Here's a Raggett from the short baseline. Right side, his shot is up and in. Kaylee Raggett with a 3 and a 2 off of the bench now for head coach Jeff Dittman. And the Broncos go back out on top by 2 points. It's 12-10. Donors got the ball dressed in their white uniforms tonight, trimmed and lettered in the orange and the black. Inside the free throw circle is a Lohmeyer. Dribbles down in the corner on the right side. Throws up a long-range jumper. Is good. Just inside the three-point ring, Savannah Lohmeyer scores there. And we're tied up again at 12 points apiece. Now we're going to have a Laurel Zwiener coming into the ball game for Alicia Stadler. A defensive move there. And also coming into the ball game is going to be Callie Beller for Doan. She's averaging 3 points and 1 rebound per ball game. So a couple of changes here as we had the ball get loose. They took advantage of that. Insert a couple of players. We're tied up at 12 points apiece, 13-16 remaining here in the first half. Here's Taz Yorick with the ball now for Hastings College. Taz on the left side of the floor, moves it over in the wing on the left side. That's going to be Courtney Spahn back out now to the top of the circle. That's Brittany Wong with it now. Brittany Wong comes over here to Taz Yorick. Inside to Laurel Zwiener. Turnaround jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Mondra Upanisa. Mondra Upanisa into the ball game now for Doan. As they get it away to Callie Beller. Beller comes across the top to Ashley Daly. Daly holds it, looks, and goes over in the right wing. That's it. Natalie Corris with the ball, driving it to the hole. Her left-handed layup is good. Natalie Corris scoring there for Doan, and the Tigers go out on top by a score of 14-12 here in this one.
A seesaw battle. Hastings College and Doan going at it here tonight in women's college basketball. Taz York is going to have her pocket picked here by Ashley Daly. She drives for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And Zwiener grabs the rebound. The Broncos have turned it over five times already here in the ballgame. Just now approaching the 12-minute mark. The Broncos down by two. 14-12 is the score. Brittany Wong out to Laurel Zwiener. Swings it left side. Courtney Spahn on the left sideline. Comes back out to Taz. Her 15-footer is off of the rim. No good. And the rebound comes down to Upanisa. Upanisa clears it away now. Down the right sideline. Here come the Tigers. That's Ashley Daly with the ball now. Ashley hammers it inside. Tipped away from Little. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Doan Ball. Last touch by the Broncos. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings will be Melissa Thompson. She re-enters in the ball game. And Kaylee Rangith will go out. 11:52 to play here in the first half. Doan 14, Hastings College 12. They play things into a Beller. She lobs it inside. It's going to be over the head of Upanisa. And the ball is taken out of there by Hastings College as Laurel Zwiener gets the interception. Second turnover on Doan here in the first half of play. Hastings back the other direction here offensively. And now we've got a whistle underneath the basket and a foul. It's going to be called on Doan. Non-shooting situation. It's going to go on to Brittany Little. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number one on the Tigers here in this first half of play. It'll be Hastings playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Brittany Wong looks and finally gets it in the corner to a Courtney Spahn for three. Shot is good. No, they just give her. They just give her a two-pointer there. Her foot was on the line. Courtney Spahn hits the field goal. It's a shot back the other way. It's going to be up and in by Mondra Upanisa. And we are tied up now at 16 points apiece. There should be 16-14. 16-14 Doan out on top by 2 points here. The Tigers should have a two-point lead. Now they make that correction. 16-14. Doan with a two-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's Melissa Thompson. Her shot is up and in. Melissa Thompson from down deep in the lane there scores. That's her first field goal. And we are now tied up at 16 points apiece. We are 9 minutes into the first half here from the Hattig Center in Crete. Driving for the basket, shooting and scoring is Madra Upanisa. Upanisa is their leading scorer on the team. She's averaging 13 points per ball game. But she did not get the start here tonight for head coach Tracy Fairbanks into the ball game now. She's off of the bench to score a couple of quick field goals. Doan has got a two-point lead, 18-16. There's Josie Schomp into the ball game now for Hastings. Comes out between the rings to a Laurel Zwiener. Now to Brittany Wong. There's Schomp at the top of the key. Her three-pointer's been up there and in. Josie Schomp scoring a three-pointer there for Hastings. Schomp actually attended Doan a couple of years ago before transferring to Hastings College. Wanted to have a good ball game tonight. Jeff got her into the ball game early, and she knocks down a three-pointer from the top of the key. Hastings out on top now by a score of 19-18, and now the Tigers lose the ball out of bounds. Natalie Kors driving the ball in the hole, loses the ball out of bounds. That's the third turnover on the Tigers here in the first half of play. Hastings will come back the other direction. Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. We're in Crete. 19-18. The Tigers down by 1 point. Hastings has got the ball. Laurel Zwiener will dribble up the floor and brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Comes out now to Aaron Vanderpool, who's into the ball game. Here's Zwiener. A pass down in the corner. Courtney Spahn for three. Shot is up there. Rims out of there. And the rebound comes down to Callie Beller for Doan. Hustling back the other way down the right sideline. Dribbling with it is Natalie Kors. Drives the ball to the hole. The shot's going to be blocked down by Zwiener. And Laurel Zwiener grabs the ball there for Hastings College. Back the other way is Vanderpool. Pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Now to Laurel Zwiener. Here's Josie Schomp over here on the right side. Top of the key to Courtney Spahn. They work it inside to Lane to Thompson. Back out to Spahn from the right side. A three-pointer is no good. Melissa Thompson grabs the rebound. Back out to Josie Schomp for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound picked up on the hop by Hannah Dostal. And a foul is going to be called. Hastings getting a couple of three balls that would not go there. And then a personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings College. It's going to go on, let's see, it's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on, well, Ranga, this is not in the ball game. So now the official is going to confer here. They said 32 was the foul, but Kaylee Ranga, this is on the bench there for Hastings. So we got a problem here. 32 is on the bench for Hastings, and a 32 is up on the screen here. So make the correction. 9 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the first half. It's 19-18 in favor of Hastings College over Doan. But now the official is still going to discuss things here. Got to figure out who to call the foul on because Kaylee Ragoth is on the bench. She wears number 32 here for Hastings. Now the official is going to discuss things here in backcourt, and they'll sort things out as the officials come over the scores table. 9:22 to play here in this first half. That's going to go on 32 of Doan. That's going to go on Hannah Dostal. So now Hastings will come back the other direction. The Broncos were already retreating, ready to play defense, and now the officials call him back. It's going to go on Hannah Dostal, a Doan player here. So Hastings will get to play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. So they sort that baby out. 9:22 to play in the first half. Hastings out on top by one. 19-18. Vanderpool to Alicia Stadler, who's been in the ball game now, to a Josie Schaap. Here's Melissa Thompson to Schaap. On the wing on the right side, sends it into Stadler, kicking violation. A bounce pass came angling in from Josie Schaap on the wing on the right side, kicked away from Alicia Stadler. So the Broncos will play it in, baseline left side. Aaron Vanderpool gets it down in the corner. That's going to be Courtney Spahn. Now across the top, Josie Schaap has got it to Melissa Thompson. Cutting for the hole, driving to the basket, and a shot is taken there by Vanderpool. Misses the easy one, and the rebound comes down to Doan. 19-18, the Broncos with a one-point lead. There's Morgan Dubas, hammers the ball inside. Post move there by Dostal. It's going to be taken no good. Rebound is loose, and a jump ball is called. Alicia Stadler is tied up in the play by Cheryl Braithwaite of Doan. The arrow is pointing in favor of the Broncos, so Hastings College will get it. 8 minutes, 54 seconds to play here in the first half, 19-18. Hastings College out on top. Broncos looking for their eighth straight win and their third one out of the conference here tonight. And here's a turnover by Hastings as Stadler trying to take it down the left sideline to Joshi Schaap, and she lost the ball out of bounds. The sixth turnover on Hastings here in the first half. Doan by one. Tigers have the ball. Savannah Lohmeyer on the wing on the right side to a Braithwaite. Back down in the corner to a Lohmeyer. Holds on to it. Now Alyssa Willicott has got it. Hands it away to Lohmeyer. Comes around to the left side to a Braithwaite. Drives the baseline. She goes for the hole. Her shot's going to be blocked down. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touch there by Braithwaite. Again, Hastings with a block inside. I think Alicia Stadler was the player who had her hands on it there for the Broncos. So Hastings will play things in. 8:31 to play here in the first half. Broncos have a 19-18 lead, and now we've got a traveling violation here in backcourt by Aaron Vanderpool of Hastings. The seventh turnover on the Broncos here in the ball game. Doan applying pressure back here, but Hastings has handled that pretty well all season long. It's bothered the Broncos here in this one. Seven turnovers on Hastings already in the ball game. It'll be Doan playing things in. They get right in front of the basket, mishandled by Willicott. Gets it back to the free throw line. A shot is up there and in by Morgan Dubas. Morgan Dubas now has 7 points in the ball game for Doan. She's averaging 5.7 on the season, keeping the Tigers in it here. And now we got a traveling violation in backcourt on Alicia Stadler. Stadler stops here in backcourt, working against the pressure. It's whistled for the traveling violation. Took that extra little hop there. The eighth turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. Doan has got a one-point lead. 20-19 is the score. Hannah Dostal will play things in. The Lohmeyer, and she gets hit right in the chops there by Josie Schaap of Hastings. Josie Schaap picks up her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Broncos here in the first half. Non-shooting situation, so Doan will play things in. Hannah Dostal will get things in now to Savannah Lohmeyer. Brings it back here to the elbow to Dostal. Tries to dump it off in the lane to Willicott. The ball is poked away and is picked up by Hastings. A turnover on Doan, the fourth turnover on the Tigers. There's a Josie Schaap with the ball, right wing for Hastings. Bounce pass inside to a Stadler, double team. Alicia kicks it back out. Courtney Spahn drives it to the hole, and she loses the ball out of bounds. 9 turnovers on Hastings here in the ball game as Courtney Spahn was trying to drive it to the hole there for the Bronco offense after receiving the pass from Alicia Stadler and simply lost it out of bounds. Here comes Doan back with the ball now. Lohmeyer finds a seam in the defense, drives it to the basket, a shot no good. High in the air for the rebound, Alicia Stadler. Alicia clears it out to a Josie Schaap back into the offensive scoring zone. Nice pass to Spahn underneath the basket. Her shot is no good, but she's fouled in the play. Spahn a little bit too far underneath the hoop there. Shot actually hit the bottom side of the glass, but she picks up the personal foul. It goes on Alyssa Willicott. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 3 on the Tigers. So a non-shooting situation that occurred before the shot. So Hastings will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own hole. There comes Frankie Peterson into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Courtney Spahn. So Frankie Peterson into the ball game now. She's averaging 5 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 20-19. Aaron Vanderpool way out on top between the ring to Schaap. Out of Vanderpool, inside again to Stadler. Double team, goes up for the shot anyway. It's going to be no good, and she's fouled in the play. Boy, every time Alicia Stadler catches the ball, a lot of white shirts around her. Now she draws the personal foul. That's going to go on Hannah Dossel. That's going to be your second. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Alicia Stadler, just a 50% foul shooter this season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She is now 7 out of 13 from the free throw line this year. She got 3 points in the ball game. Madra Upanisa entered the ball game again for Doan, a product out of Latavia. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Stadler hits a pair of free throws, and the Broncos reclaim the lead. It's now Hastings 21, Doan 20. Seesaw battle here tonight here in the first half. Lohmeyer has got the ball for Doan on the right sideline. Gets it away to a Morgan Dubas to the free throw line to Upanisa. Her pass right side deflected. Now Upanisa picks it back up at the free throw line. Jumper is up there. Rolls off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Vanderpool with a rebound. Outlet pass is tipped out of bounds. Trying to get it to Josie Schaap. And now they say she lost it out of bounds. So again, the Broncos turned the ball away. That's 10 turnovers on Hastings here in the first half. Average 16 on the season. We still got 7 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the first half from the Hattick Center in Crete tonight. Doan trailing Hastings by the score of 21-20. There's a pass knocked away from Madra Upanisa as Alicia Stadler got her hands on it there for the Bronco defense. Knocks it out of bounds. Doan will play things in. Baseline left side and in through basket. That's Savannah Lohmeyer. She'll trigger things in for the Tigers. Holds the ball here. Lobs it into the lane. That's Upanisa. Drives it to the basket there, and a foul is going to be called. Or is it? It's going to be a traveling violation called on Madra Upanisa. She was driving it there toward the basket against Alicia Stadler of Hastings. The fifth turnover on the Tigers. Hastings gets the ball back here. They're out on top of the ball game by a score of 21-20. Here's Frankie Peterson with the ball. Comes out between the rings now to Aaron Vanderpool, to Alicia Stadler, near sideline to Sophia McDermott, who's back into the ball game. To Frankie Peterson at the free throw line. Moves it over on the left side. Vanderpool's three-pointer is put up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Ashley Daly now for Doan. Broncos with a one-point lead, 21-20. Down the right baseline as Upanisa sends the ball inside, and Deshaun is up and in. Brittany Little scores there, and a nice pass by Madra Upanisa, who gets the assist. And Doan goes back out on top of the fifth-ranked Broncos. It is 22-21. 6:14 to play here in the first half. Sophia McDermott with the ball. Now to Alicia Stadler, near sideline. Aaron Vanderpool holds it out here in three-point territory. Down in the corner to Frankie Peterson. Peterson dribbles to her left. Fires it inside now to Stadler. Back out to Frankie inside the free-throw circle. Double team. Gets the ball away to Vanderpool. Her shot from the elbow right side is no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touch there by Morgan Dubas of Doan. Here comes Beller back into the ball game now for Doan. Brittany Wong coming in for Hastings College. Laurel Zwiener also checking in. 5:53 to play here in the first half. 22-21, Doan with a one-point lead over Hastings in women's college basketball. Brittany Wong lobs it inside. It's going to be tipped away from Laurel Zwiener. Picked up here by Melissa Thompson in the shot clock violation on Hastings. Broncos unable to get a shot away in the allotted 30 seconds there. So a shot clock violation on the Broncos. Another turnover on Hastings. They're 11th in the ball game. Now Doan has a chance to extend their lead. There's a pass inside to Upanisa. And her sounds up and in. Madra Upanisa scoring there. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Last year, the Tigers had their way with Hastings as they worked the inside game against our post players. And now going to work again is the Doan post players against Hastings here in this one. 24-21. Doan with a three-point lead over Hastings. There's a Frankie Peterson down low. Her short jumper is up there, no good. Ball tapped down. It's picked up by Braithwaite. Cheryl Braithwaite with the ball now for Doan down the right sideline. As they get it into the hands of Upanisa, back outside to Little, and a shot is up and in. Brittany Little knocks down a three ball, and she's got 5 points in the ball game. And Doan has built a 6-point lead over Hastings with 5 minutes to play here in the first half. It's 27-21 Tigers. Hastings with the ball. There's a Zwiener, lobs it inside to Melissa Thompson, spins. Her driving layup is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Braithwaite. She dribbles the ball, nearly taken away. Gets it down low to Upanisa. Her shot is up there, no good, and she's fouling the play. Hastings attacking here in backcourt, but Doan brings it up the floor. Gets the field goal attempt from Madra Upanisa. And the personal foul is whistled here on Melissa Thompson. So a second foul here on Melissa Thompson. Upanisa goes to the free throw line for Doan. She's got 6 points in the ball game, and her shot is up there. It's in. Upanisa, 67% foul shooter on the season. She is now 28 out of 41 from the stripe. As a team, Doan is dead last in the conference in their free throw shooting. They're hitting only 62% of their free throws this year. So far tonight, they are 1 out of 5 from the charity stripe. As Upanisa will have another one. The Doan lead is 7 points. Make it 8 as that one goes down through the hole. Doan with an 8-point lead over Hastings College, 29-21, with 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first half from the Haddock Center in Crete. Here's Sophia McDermott with the ball for Hastings. The Courtney Spahn, who's back into the ball game. Spahn moves it over there on the wing on the left side to Candy Breckman. Gets it inside to Zwiener. She spins, puts up a shot and scores. Laurel Zwiener scoring there in the lane for Hastings. 29-23. The Broncos down by 6. Morgan Dubas rockets a pass inside to a Upanisa. Her shot is up there and in. Madra Upanisa having her way against Laurel Zwiener inside. 31-23. Doan has got an 8-point lead over Hastings with 4:08 to play here in the first half. Here's a Sophia McDermott with the ball. Sophia brings it back into the offensive scoring zone. On the dribble, sends it over to a Cammy Breckman. On the left sideline, picked up out there by Callie Beller of Doan defensively. Down in the corner to Spahn, works it inside to Zwiener. Back out to Spahn for 3, shot good. Courtney Spahn hits a 3-ball there for Hastings. She's got 5 points in the ball game, and the Broncos are back to within 5. 31-26 is the score. Doan out on top. Here's a Beller with the ball. Beller goes to Brittany Little on the right sideline. Brittany dribbling with the ball, now picks it up, has to get rid of it. Right under grill defensively is going to be Courtney Spahn. Sends it down to Beller in the corner. Ball tipped away from her. Goes out of bounds. And they give the ball to Doan. Ashley Daly comes back into the ball game now for Doan. Natalie Corr is checking in as well. Little's going to come to the bench. And here comes Morgan Dubas out of the ball game for the Tigers. 3 minutes and 29 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings trailing Doan by a score of 31-26. Callie Beller with the ball for the Tigers on the right side. Bounce pass goes into the lane to Upanisa. Her shot this time is going to be blocked by Zwiener, but a foul is going to be called. Laurel Zwiener goes up there on the shot and picks up the personal foul. That's going to be the first foul in Zwiener. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. And going to the free throw line is going to be Madra Upanisa for Doan. She's got 10 points already in the ballgame. She did not even start the contest. And her free throw is up there. It's no good. She's now 2 of 3 from the strike. Madra Upanisa. 4 field goals, and she's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. 6-foot senior from Latavia. Her next shot is up there. It's going to be good, so she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And Doan out on top of the ball game now by a score of 32-26. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first half from Crete. Zwiener has got the ball now to Courtney Spahn. Courtney dribbles with it, now gets it away to a Brittany Wong, brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Brittany Wong now to Sophia McDermott. Sophia here on the right sideline, dribbles on the low block and circles back around, back out into three-point territory. Sophia McDermott now across the top to Courtney Spahn, drives it down the left side of the lane, back out to Brittany Wong. 2 seconds, 1 second, Wong takes off, driving layup is no good. Tip trying no good, rebound Cammy Breckman. Breckman trying to get out of the lane, she does. The ball is tipped out of her hands and is picked up here by Ashley Daly. Daly runs her back the other way, long pass down the floor is over the head of Beller out of bounds. So Doan had the numbers, and they threw the ball out of bounds. A 6 turnover on the Tigers here in the ballgame. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing Doan by a score of 32-26. Zwiener checks out. Here comes Alicia Stadler back into the ballgame. Now Stat with the ball here in backcourt. Broncos facing some pressure back here. Stadler gets into the hands of a Courtney Spahn. Spahn working against a Callie Beller. Gets into the offensive zone. Now stops just across the midcourt stripe, flips the ball away to Brittany Wong, stops and pops in the lane. Her shot is up and in. Brittany Wong drives it and then bounces one off of the glass and down through the hole. First field goal of the ball game for Brittany Wong. Hastings back within 4 points, 32-28 is the score. Callie Beller with the ball for Doan. Near sideline to Braithwaite. Lob pass inside to deflected out of bounds there by Statler of Hastings. Again, trying to get the ball inside to Upanisa. End of the ball game now will be Lohmeyer for Doan. Checking out will be Beller. Tigers will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 2:11 to play in the first half. 32-28. Hastings College trailing by 4 points here in the ball game. Lohmeyer comes way out on top, and it goes into the backcourt. Picked up there by Natalie Corris. Corris will bring her back the other way now for the Tigers. Hands it away to Lohmeyer. Now Doan will set up offensively. Hastings is in a man-to-man defense here. Lohmeyer dribbling with the ball with her left hand, comes over here on the left side, circles around, drives it into the paint, feeds it down in the right baseline. A shot is put up there from 15 by Natalie Corris. No good. Rebound comes down to Statler of Hastings. Now to Brittany Wong as she hustles into the forecourt. Out to McDermott for 3. Shot is up there. It's good. nothing but twine for Sophia McDermott as she knocks down the three ball. Hastings back to within 1 point. And now we got a timeout from Doan head coach Tracy Fairbanks. Doan wants to talk things over. A minute and 43 seconds to play. Here in the first half from Crete, the score now is Doan 32, Hastings 31.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College soccer team came up winners today in the NAIA National Tournament down in Orange Beach, Alabama. Hastings beating Oklahoma Science and Arts by the score of 3-1. Broncos will play in the semifinals on Friday at 4:30. There's a Upanisa with a shot in the wing. It's going to be no good. And the rebound here by Hastings. Brittany Wong sails down the left sideline. The ball is knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings ball, I do believe, here. No, they're going to give it to Doan. Wong lost the ball out of bounds here down the left sideline. That's 12 turnovers on Hastings. A minute and 26 seconds to play here in the first half. Doan has got a one-point lead over Hastings, 32-31. The Tigers have a chance to expand that lead right here. Savannah Lohmeyer has it tipped away here, and a foul is going to be called on Sophia McDermott. The second foul of McDermott here in the ball game. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos. So this will be a one-and-one situation. And going to the free throw line for Doan is going to be Savannah Lohmeyer. She's got a field goal and 2 points so far tonight. Lohmeyer is a 70% foul shooter in the season, 12 out of 17. Their shot up, their rim's off, no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos have a chance to pull ahead here with a 2-point field goal. Courtney Spons, pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Braithwaite. She drives, shoots, and scores. Ball intercepted right at the mid-court stripe there. The 13th turnover on Hastings. Braithwaite gets the field goal. 34-31. Here's Sophia McDermott. Her shot no good, but hanging on her arm was a Doan College Tiger. And now McDermott will go to the free throw line here for the Broncos.
Foul is number 30, Cheryl Braithwaite.
Cheryl Braithwaite picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 5 on the Doan College Tigers here in the first half. McDermott in the act of shooting, so she'll get 2. Her first shot is good. Sophia McDermott just 1 out of 2 from the free throw line this season. She hits one right here. Morgan Dubas comes back into the ball game now for the Doan College Tigers. 34-32 is the score. Hastings trailing by 2 points here tonight. Next shot is up there. It's good by McDermott. So Hastings back within 1, 34-33. Under a minute to play now here in the first half. Lohmeyer has got the ball to a Brittany Little, who's back into the ball game again for the Tigers. Goes over to a Braithwaite on the wing on the right side. Hops back out into 3-point territory. Can't go up to the shot. Goes to Upanisa. Upanisa now to a Lohmeyer. Calls out the play here on 25 feet away from the basket. McDermott all over her defensively. Sophia tips the ball away. Picked up by a Lohmeyer. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Gets away. Drives the ball to the hole. A shot's going to be blocked down by Alicia Stadler. The ball recovered by Alicia, and she gets the ball into the hands of McDermott. Now her pass is intercepted by Lohmeyer. It's up there. It's going to be good. So Hastings makes the nice play there defensively, and then they turn it away. That's the 14th turnover on Hastings, 36-33. Here's Cammy Breckman. Her left-handed shot is up there in the lane. No good. Rebound Stadler. Follow shot, no good. And she is fouled into play with 9.9 seconds remaining here in the first half. Brittany Little picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. 36-33. Doan with a 3-point lead. It's going to be Alicia Stadler going to the free throw line for Hastings. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Stadler now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. The Broncos 5 out of 5 from the stripe here in this ball game. 36-34. Hastings down by 2. Next shot is up there. It's good from Stadler. 36-35. Hastings applying some pressure here in backcourt. Brittany Little brings it back to the center of the floor. Back in the offensive zone. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Gets the ball away to a Upanisa. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot there by Braithwaite. No good. And that's the end of the first half. So Doan getting a couple of shots in the bucket there in the final 9 seconds. They couldn't convert. And the first half comes to a screeching halt here at Doan here tonight. The score at halftime, it's going to be Doan 36, Hastings College 35. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Well back at the Haddock Center in Crete tonight. Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS. The Doan College Tigers with a lead over Hastings College here in the women's ball game, 36-35 at halftime. It's been a seesaw battle throughout much of the first 20 minutes of play. Hastings scored the first 4 points of the ball game. Doan come back to grab the lead at 5-4. We were tied up at 7 points apiece, tied up at 16. Hastings got out to, well, let's see, Doan got out to a six-point lead at 27-21. Their biggest lead of the ball game has been 8 points at 29-21 and at 31-23 before the Broncos came back to pull within 1 point at 32-31. But right now it's a one-point lead for Doan at halftime. The score is 36-35. The Tigers being led so far by Madra Upanisa. She has got 4 field goals, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She's got 11 points here. Upanisa did not start tonight, but she came in rather quickly in the first half and has got 11 points on the board here at halftime. Morgan Dubas, the former St. Cecilia product, has knocked down a 3 and a couple of 2-point field goals, and she's 0-3 from the free throw line. She has got 7 points. Other scorers for Doan, Brittany Little has got 5 points and a 3 and a 2. Savannah Lohmeyer has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. She is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Ashley Daly has got a 3-pointer for early points in the ball game. And Cheryl Braithwaite, Natalie Corris, and Hannah Dostal each with a field goal and 2 points. Doan is 3 out of 8 from the free throw line in the first half, unofficially 6 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings College being led here in this contest so far by Alicia Stadler. She has got 6 points, but 4 of those have come from the free throw line, 4 of 4 from the stripe, and she's also got a field goal for her 6 points here. Kaylee Ragath has got 5 points and a 3 and a 2 for Hastings. Also with 5 points, Sophia McDermott, she's got a 3-pointer. She is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. And the other scorers for Hastings, you've got Taz Yorick with 3 points on a 3-pointer. Then 2 points apiece for Cammie Bruckman on a field goal. Brittany Wong has got a field goal and 2 points. Alyssa Thompson has got a field goal and 2. And Laurel Zwiener has got a field goal and 2 points here at halftime. Hastings 6 out of 6 from the free throw line in the first half of play, but the Broncos have turned the ball over 14 times there in the first half of play against this Doan defense. Doan is a team that's been forcing 26 turnovers per ball game so far this season, but Hastings College has done a good job all year taking care of the ball, averaging only 16 turnovers per ball game, but they've got 14 on the board here in the first half of play, and Hastings in a battle here tonight with one of their old arch rivals here, the Doan College Tigers. It's 36-35, Doan with a one-point lead. Coming up, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week and then the Hastings College Spotlight as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by T&L Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Rogers Incorporated and Whirlpool, a winning combination. Rogers Incorporated offers you the best possible prices on famous quality Whirlpool products, the Whirlpool appliances you know and trust. Smart shoppers know you get what you pay for, and from Rogers Incorporated, that's value, savings, and more than 50 years of continuous service. Get your Whirlpool appliances at Rogers Incorporated, Hastings' oldest, largest, and most dependable appliance dealer, 1035 South Burlington. Open every day, Thursday nights till 8, and Sundays noon to 4.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, women's basketball star Erin Vanderpool. Erin, a sophomore from Parachute, Colorado, majoring in accounting with a 3.85 GPA. On the court, she played mostly her junior varsity basketball as a freshman, moved up to the varsity roster this season. Erin is on the Dean's List in the fall of 2010 and also the spring of 2011, a trustee scholar who, in her free time, enjoys baking and watching the Food Network. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, women's basketball star Erin Vanderpool. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by T&L Irrigation, solidly supporting the youth and young adults in your community.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson and Veronica alongside with you. Joining us this evening will be Robin Kuser. He is the chair of the Department of Music over at Hastings College. Robin, thank you so much for your time.
Tyson, it's good to be with you.
Robin, I wanted to talk a little bit about a tradition that Hastings College has put on the last several years here. I believe the 25th time since 1928, but Handel's Messiah is coming on Sunday, this Sunday.
That is correct. This is our 25th performance. It's probably one of the richest traditions we have here at Hastings College.
And just talk a little about this tradition and talk about this music and what this means to be putting this on at the college.
Well, Handel's oratorio was written during the Baroque period, which was, you know, 1685 to 1750, somewhere in there. So it's a work that has lasted through generations of singers and listeners and continues to be a very popular offering during the holidays. At Hastings College, we've done that for quite a while. We started that early in, I believe, in the 1920s. They've had performances ever since, and they've taken on different character. Ours is a big extravaganza-type performance featuring the different sections of the Messiah, primarily the Nativity and Christmas section, with the Hallelujah Chorus, which is in the third section. So we have guest soloists coming. We have a choir that will exceed about 450.
Wow.
It's accompanied by the Hastings Symphony Orchestra, and like I say, it's really one of the biggest extravaganzas and richest traditions that I think we have here at Hastings College.
Yeah, and you mentioned the size of the choir and then the orchestra playing as well. From what I've been reading about this, Robin, this is something that it's just not a college event. You've invited choirs from all over the state.
That's right. Our choir will consist of singers from different high schools in the area. The Hastings College choirs obviously will be a part of that. We have a community chorus that will be represented from Scotts Bluff. Scotts Bluff Senior High will be here. And then we have a number of alumni and community singers that will be joining in the chorus.
Robin, to put something on of this size, is there any challenges associated with that?
Well, the logistics, you know, are always a unique kind of thing to deal with. And more and more we find the busy schedule that most people keep around the holidays to be quite a challenge, and even to find an open space when the arena is not being used for basketball. And this time we were able to schedule after the basketball, actually our rehearsal in the arena will be Saturday night after the basketball games. So that's one of the challenges for sure. And really just a wonderful cooperation and communication across the campus and with all the different constituencies that are participating make it a kind of a labor of love, if you will.
You mentioned that this is the 25th time that this has been put on at the college. Is there a time frame? Is this something that maybe only comes around a certain period of time? How does that all get set up?
You know, and probably since the last 20 years, we've tried to do it every 4 years. So each generation of Hastings College student has an opportunity to perform in the Messiah if they wish or to attend the performance if they wish. So, you know, about every 4 to 5 years we do a Messiah performance.
Okay. Well, Robin, let's talk about the specifics of this Messiah program.
Sure.
When is this going to be all getting started?
Well, the performance is at the arena, the Lynn Farrell Arena, which is in the sports complex. And the doors open at 2 o'clock for the 3 o'clock performance on Sunday, December 4th. The event is free and open to the public, so I really encourage everyone to be there and enjoy a great afternoon of music as well as begin their holiday season in a very special way.
Once again, Robin Kuser, our guest with the Department of Music over at Hastings College, talking about Handel's Messiah. It is going to be the 25th performance since 1928 that Hastings College has put this on. And just for backgrounding information, Robin, I was a freshman at Hastings College the last time the Department of Music put on this performance. So I know it all too well and look forward to a great performance on Sunday.
Well, we'll hope to see you on Sunday. Thank you, Tyson.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Hattig Center. We're in Crete tonight. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHIS. First game of two. Women's game at halftime. Doan is out on top of Hastings by the score of 36-35. Checking the numbers in the first half, Hastings College hitting 44% from the field there, 12 out of 27. Doan is 15 out of 33 for 45%. Hastings has knocked down 5 out of 10 three-pointers for 50%. Doan is 3 out of 3 for 100%. Hastings 6 out of 6 in the free throw line for 100%. Doan is just 3 out of 8 for 37%. The Broncos out rebounding Doan 23 to 13, including 5 to 3 on the offensive end. The Broncos have turned the ball over 14 times here in the first half of play compared to only 6 for the Tigers. Hastings already with 5 blocked shots in the ball game and 3 steals. Doan with no blocked shots and 5 steals. And leading the way for Hastings College in the scoring column is Alicia Statler. She has got 6 points in the ball game. Madra Upanisa for Doan has got 11 points for the Tigers. Leading rebounder for Hastings so far has been Alicia Statler. She has got 7, 2 on the offensive end, 5 on defense. And the leading rebounder for Doan in this first half of play, Morgan Dubas and Cheryl Braithwaite, each have 3. Is Doan out on top of Hastings here in the first half, 36-35. The score has been tied 6 times in the first 20 minutes. There's been 7 lead changes. Largest lead for the Broncos was 4 points with 18:25 to play in the first half. And the largest lead for Doan has been 8 points with 4:45 to play. Right now it's a 1-point ball game, 36-35. Hastings is trailing the Doan College Tigers here at half. Other games going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight in women's basketball. Dakota Wesleyan has got a lead over Dort by 5, 28-23 at halftime. It is Northwestern leading Mount Marty 27-24. And Briar Cliff is out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 29-24. Other games going on tonight in women's basketball. Grandview is playing in Sioux City tonight against Morningside. And there was a game last night. Concordia beat Midland by the score of 67-54. So it's 36-35 here. Doan with a one-point lead over Hastings. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
1230 KHAS.
Just got the word from Sioux City at halftime. Morningside and Grandview, they are tied up at 34 points apiece. So Morningside playing a non-conference game tonight with Grandview. They're tied up at 34 points apiece at halftime. So it's 36-35 here at Women's College Basketball. Hastings is trailing the Tigers by a point. Hastings will get the ball first to begin this second half of play. The Broncos will shoot to our basket to our left. There's Alicia Statler with the ball. Hammers it inside to go to Breckman. She puts it up there left-handed. Her shot no good, and she's fouled in the play. So Cammie Breckman posts up just to the left side of the lane. Statler got her the ball, and Breckman will go to the free throw line now to try to knock down a couple of free throws. Personal foul is whistled on Morgan Dubas of Doan. That's going to be your first. Team foul number one of the Tigers here in the second half of play. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Cammie Breckman. Breckman now with 3 points in the ball game for Hastings, averaging 6.3 on the season, a 60% foul shooter. Next shot is up there, is good. Hastings still has not missed a free throw here in this ball game. They're now 8-for-8 from the free throw line. And Hastings College reclaims the lead here in this seesaw battle. It's now a 37-36 ball game. Hastings staying with their man-to-man defense here. Here's a long-range jump from the left side. It's up and in. Cheryl Braithwaite throws up a three from right in front of the Doan bench. 39-37, Doan in the lead. Now the Tigers apply some pressure here in backcourt. Sophia McDermott trapped over here on the left sideline. Gets it out to Breckman, drives the ball into the lane. Her pass is deflected, but it's picked up by Melissa Thompson of Hastings. Thompson gets it down to a Sophia McDermott. Hesitates, takes it to the free throw line. Now she's trapped, has to get rid of it. She does. Brittany Wong has got it now. Wong out here in 3 points territory, 5 seconds on the shot clock. On the dribble, moves it to the left side of the lane. Back out to McDermott. Off balance, 3-pointer is put up there. Does not draw iron, and a shot clock violation on Hastings. So McDermott threw up an off balance shot here in 3 points territory that would not go. A shot clock violation on Hastings. That's 15 turnovers down the Broncos. Doan has got the ball back. The Tigers have a two-point lead over Hastings. We're in the second half. 39-37 is the score. Down in the corner is a Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer gets it down to a Morgan Dubas. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Jump pass goes out to a Upanisa, who gets the start here in the second half of play. Over to Dubas here on the right sideline. Dubas out of Upanisa, takes it down the lane, puts a move on Statler. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Melissa Thompson of Hastings. Broncos are down by 2 points, 39-37. There's a Brittany Wong with the ball. Wong gets it down to a Melissa Thompson out here in 3 point territory. Thompson dribbles once, tries to send a pass inside, is deflected away. Kicked out of bounds there by Doan. So Hastings will play things in right in front of the, well, let's see. Now they're going to move them down here on the baseline. Hastings will play it in baseline left side underneath their own basket. 18-18 remaining in the ballgame. Hastings trailing 39-37. They get things into a Cammie Breckman. Brings it up at the elbow, right side. Down to Alicia Statler. Holds the ball high above her head. Cross-court pass comes to the near side. Alyssa Thompson, she drives it toward the hole. Baseline is shut off there. Good job defensively by Dossel of Doan. Now to Breckman. She drives inside, a running underhanded scoop shot is up and in. Cammie Breckman scores. She's now got 6 points in the ballgame. And now we're tied up at 39 points apiece, with 17:50 to play here in the ball game from the Hattick Center in Crete tonight. Mondra Upanisa has got the ball down to a Lohmeyer out here in 3 point territory. Picked up there by Sophia McDermott. Down in the baseline, driving, a shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled in the play. That's Hannah Dostal driving from the left corner to the basket. She scores, and she is hacked on the arm, and now she'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a 3 point play. The foul goes on Melissa Thompson. That's going to be her third. Team foul number one in the Broncos in the second half of play. Thompson comes out. Here comes Courtney Spahn into the ballgame. Doan has now got a two-point lead over Hastings. It's 41-39. Dossel's free throw is up there. It's good. So a three-point play there for the Tigers. Doan is led by as many as 8 points in the ballgame. They now lead by three, 42-39. Broncos attacking their press in backcourt as Doan has got a lot of people back here. Hastings will trot it across the midcourt stripe here. Brittany Wong goes over to McDermott. Lob pass inside to Statler. Statler squares around to the basket. Pass across the lane to get it here to Courtney Spahn on the baseline. Courtney dribbling on the ball. Retreats back out into three-point territory. Sends it inside to Statler. Shot is up there. In and out. No good. And the rebound comes down to Dostal. Statler going against a Upanisa right there. That ball would bounce right out of the cylinder. And Doan was right there with the rebound. There's a Dostal with the ball. Lobs it inside. It's over the head of a Upanisa. Picked up on the baseline here by Dubas. Her shot is going to be no good. Ball safe from going out of bounds. A collision here on the near sideline. And now they're going to give the ball to Hastings. They say it was out of bounds. Getting the deck there was Morgan Dubas of Doan. It'll be Hastings playing it in here in backcourt. 16:56 to play here in the ball game. Hastings trailing Doan by a score of 42-39. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball. Hastings undefeated on the season. They are 7-0, ranked number 5 in the country this week. There's a Courtney Spahn down on the baseline on the left side. Out to Elisa Stadler. Down to a Spahn. Throws up a three ball. It's up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. And his last touch by the Tigers. Last touch by Braithwaite on the weak side there before it went out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. Taz Yori comes into the ball game now, replacing Sophia McDermott of Hastings. 42-39. The Broncos with a three-point deficit. Hastings with the ball. Courtney Spahn at the free throw line. Down in the corner to Wong. Her shot is up there. It's good. They give her 2 points just inside the ring. Brittany Wong scores. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. 42-41. Doan with a one-point lead. Here's Morgan Dubas. Ball fake. Can't go for the shot. Lohmeyer's got it now. Back inside to Upanisa. Her shot's going to be blocked down and a foul is called. Alicia Stadler picking up the personal foul for Hastings. Stat got into foul trouble the other night down in Kansas and only played 13 minutes in that ball game against Sterling. She's got 2 fouls here. Mondra Upanisa goes to the free throw line for Doan. She is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. She'll get a couple of shots here. She was mauled in the act of shooting by the former Grand Island Central Catholic Crusader. A shot from the free throw line is up and in by Upanisa. End of the ball game now for Doan is going to be Ashley Daly. Going out will be Morgan Dubas. 43-41, Doan with a 2-point lead over the 5th-ranked Broncos here tonight. Mondra Upanisa will have one more. Toes the mark. Shot is up there. The shot is off of the back iron. No good. Rebound goes to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Doan. Last touched over there by Courtney Spahn of Hastings. Spahn trying to save it from going out of bounds and couldn't do it. It goes trickling over the sideline, so Doan will play things in. Ashley Daly will trigger things in down for the Tigers in their offensive zone. Daly, the former Holdridge Duster, holds the ball high above her head. Bounce pass goes to Upanisa. Now back outside, that's going to be a Lohmeyer with the ball. Lohmeyer now to Daly. Bounce pass in the lane is right through the fingertips of Upanisa. And now they're going to say it was a touch by Stadler. So Doan will get it. They say it was last touch there by Alicia Stadler in the lane. It's going to be Doan playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 16-10 to play here in the ballgame. Doan with a 2-point lead, 43-41 over Hastings College. Lohmeyer gets it into a Upanisa. She works in the lane. Her scoop shot is going to be up there, knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Another block shot there for Alicia Stadler of Hastings. Hastings had 5 block shots in the first half. That's Statler's 4th here in the ball game. It'll be Lohmeyer inbounding the ball again. Just to the left of the basket down here in the baseline. Goes down in the right corner to Daly for 3. Shot good. Daly left all alone out there. She knocks down her 2nd 3-pointer of the ball game. She's got 6 points. And Doan back out to a 46-41 lead here. 15:55 to play here in the ball game from the Haddock Center in Crete. Hastings with the ball. Here's Brittany Wong. Fakes to 3. Now drives it to the elbow. Her shot is up and in. Brittany Wong hits the jumper there from the right elbow. She's now got 3 field goals and 6 points in the ball game. Lohmeyer's pass down the wing is kicked there by Stadler. It goes out of bounds. Doan will play it in on the far sideline. End of the ball game now. Alyssa Willicott for the Tigers. Coming out is going to be Mondra Upanisa. End of the ball game for Hastings is going to be Laurel Zwiener, and coming out is going to be Statler. 15:38 to play in the ball game. It's 46-43. Doan leading by 3. Tigers have the ball. Lohmeyer lobs it out here in the 3-point territory to Dostal. Back down to the baseline. Lohmeyer, first shot over Zwiener is up there, no good. Laurel Zwiener grabs the rebound. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Taz Yorick. She drives her shot good, and she's fouled. Taz Yorick gets the field goal there for Hastings, and she is fouled in a play and a long pass down the floor there by Laurel Zwiener. So Hastings gets the field goal, and the personal foul is whistled on Ashley Daly of Doan. That's going to be her first.
One shot for Yorick.
That is the 2nd team foul on the Tigers here in the second half of play. Taz goes to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. Rims off, no good. That's the first miss for the Broncos from the free throw line. Hastings back to within 1 point. 46-45 is the score. There's a Lohmeyer with the ball trapped here on the right sideline. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles, gets it out in the hands of Braithwaite, drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball poked out of bounds, and it's going to be Doan ball. Bounce touch there by Hastings College. That was a Cammy Breckman who got her hands on it there for the Broncos. Could not pull her in, so the Tigers will play it in. Left of the basket, down here on the baseline. Lohmeyer will trigger things in. They get it to the free throw line to Braithwaite. Takes it down the lane. A scoop shot is up and in. Cheryl Braithwaite scores. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Doan with a three-point lead, 48-45 with the fifth-ranked Broncos here tonight. Hastings back with the ball. They have a chance to tie things up here with a three-point field goal. Brittany Wong has got it right side of the floor to Taz Yorick. Inside to Laurel Zwiener. Turnaround jumper is in. Laurel Zwiener scores. She posted up right side of the way, and they got her the ball. And Zwiener knocks it home out for the window. 48-47. Hastings down by one. Here's a Savannah Lohmeyer. Her pass inside is deflected. Picked up here by Willicott. Her shot is up and in. Deflected away from Alyssa Willicott, but Alyssa stays after it and gets the field goal. Doan goes back out on top by three. 50-47. Hastings with the ball. 14.5 to play. Here from Crete tonight, Cammy Breckman sends it inside again to Zwiener. Double team, triple team, and now the ball ripped out of there, and we've got a jump ball called. Zwiener was triple teamed on a play and getting in there. Nice play there by Alyssa Willicott to tie up Laurel Zwiener, and the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Tigers, so Hastings will turn it away. 16 turnovers on Hastings here in the ball game. 50-47, Doan has led this baby a majority of the way here. Got as much as an 8-point lead in the first half, and now we got a foul called here on the wing. The foul is going to go on Cammy Breckman. That's going to be her first. Braithwaite had the ball here on the right sideline, and Breckman got in there on a reaching in foul. End of the ball game now will be Callie Beller for Doan. Going out is going to be, let's see, Savannah Lohmeyer will get a quick breather here for head coach Tracy Fairbanks. 50-47, Doan with a three-point lead. There's Ashley Daly with the ball, picked up there by Wong. Bounce pass inside, knocked away. Zwiener got her hands on it, but it's picked up out here by Daly. Sent to the left side, a three-pointer is put up there by Beller, no good. Final shot is going to be no good by Willicott. Rebound is loose, it's picked up here by Dostal. She drives into the basket and scores. Hastings gave up two offensive rebounds right there. Finally, in the third shot, Doan got the field goal to go down. Dostal now with 6 points in the ball game. The Tigers back out to a five-point lead, 52-47. Hastings with the ball. Here's Taz Yorick on the right sideline, back into the offensive scoring zone. Doan extending out their defense. Taz Yorick moves it over on the wing. Brittany Wong inside to Zwiener, and a traveling violation is called on Zwiener. Got the happy feet. Taz Yorick was wide open as he was driving toward the basket. Zwiener saw it, and a traveling violation is called on Zwiener. That is 17 turnovers now on Hastings, and now Jeff Dippman has a couple of words there with one of the officials on the far sideline. The Broncos with 17 turnovers in the ballgame. Doan has got six. 52-47. The Tigers have a five-point lead. 13 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in this one. Callie Beller with the ball now for Doan. Brings it into the offensive zone. Bounce pass in the high post. Mishandled there by Brittany Little. And the ball is brought down by Wong. A turnover on Doan. Wong has got the ball now for Hastings. Runs her back the other way. Drives it to the basket. Collision. Foul is going to be called. That's going to be a blocking foul on Doan. Brittany Wong found the seam and took it to the hole there, and a blocking foul is going to be called on the Tigers. Brittany Little picks up the foul. That's going to be your third. That's going to be the third team foul on the Tigers here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line will be Brittany Wong of Hastings. He's got 6 points in the ball game, 54% foul shooter in the season, and the shot is up there. It's no good. So after hitting their first 8 free throws here in the ball game tonight, Hastings has missed the last two. Brittany Wong will have another one. Here's a shot up there, and that one is going to be good. Gets the roll down through the hole, and the Broncos back to within 4 points. 52-48, Doan with the lead. Tigers have the ball. Here's a Beller with it now on the wing to Ashley Daly. Back out to Beller. Moves it to the left side of the lane. Her pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Brittany Wong. Shoots, drives it, scores, and she's fouling the play. Big play there by Brittany Wong as she gets the interception. Drives it to the hole, and she is fouling the play. That is the 8th turnover on Doan. And the foul goes on Cheryl Braithwaite of the Tigers. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 4 on the Tigers. And going back to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brittany Wong. Now with 9 points in the ballgame. Hastings back within two. 52-50 is the score. Next shot is up there. It is good by Wong. Hastings within 1 point. 52-51. 12:55 to play. They're in the basketball game from the Hattie Center in Crete here tonight. Long pass goes inside to Beller. Kicks her back out. Three-pointer is put up there. It is no good by Braithwaite. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Laurel Zwiener gets the board there for the Broncos. And now Hastings has a chance to pull ahead right here. Brittany Wong with the ball for the Broncos. Back into the offensive zone. High post. Laurel Zwiener out here in three-point territory. Right side to Taz Yorig. Entry pass to get it to Melissa Thompson. Back outside the ring. That's going to be a Courtney Spahn who's back into the ball game. To Brittany Wong. Her pass is deflected. Wong picks it back up. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. Here's Thompson, a three-pointer. Off the mark. No good. Taz Yorig with a rebound. Dribbles once. Falls down with the ball. And now we got a foul called. Taz Yorig falls down there. And she is hit on the play by a Tiger. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Braithwaite picks up the personal foul for Doan. That's going to be her third. The fifth team foul on the Tigers. 12 minutes and 14 seconds to play. Here in this basketball game, it's 52-51. Doan with a one-point lead. Hastings can pull ahead here with a field goal. And now a five-second violation is called, and Brittany Wong unable to end down the ball there. So Wong gives her right back to the Tigers. Here comes Doan with the ball. Callie Beller has got it. Beller looks left, comes back right on the wing. Ashley Daly out of Beller, dribbles, puts it up off the window and scores. Callie Beller hits her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 2 points, 54-51. Doan with a three-point lead, down to 11:50 to play here in this one. Hastings with the ball. Taz Yori gets away, goes to the elbow. Melissa Thompson down to Zwiener. Back out to Wong for three. Shot up there, no good. Rebound comes down here to Alyssa Willicott of Doan. Outlet pass deflected away from Ashley Daly, and it's picked up here by Hastings. That's Brittany Wong running back the other way. Nice pass to Thompson. She lays her in. Melissa Thompson gets the field goal. The assist goes to Brittany Wong, and it's 54-53. Hastings now down by 1 point. Now we got a whistle and a timeout called here from the Tigers. Tracy Fairbanks wants to call a timeout here for Doan. We've got a timeout, 11:25 to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with the score. It's Doan 54, Hastings 53.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Hattick Center in Crete tonight, 54-53 is the score. Doan is out on top of Hastings College here tonight in women's college basketball. The Tigers will play things in here on the near sideline, and they throw the basketball away. That's a Natalie Corris trying to come back on the deep wing on the right side and threw it right by Morgan Dubas out of bounds. So out of the timeout, Doan turns the ball away. That's the 10th turnover on the Tigers. Now Hastings has got the ball back here. 54-53, Doan with the lead. The Tigers are applying some pressure back here. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball. Wong comes over here to Courtney Spahn. Cross-court pass goes to Taz Yori. Gets away, drives into the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's fouled on the play as Taz goes tumbling out of bounds there for the Broncos. And the foul is going to go on Natalie Corris. That's going to be her first foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Tigers. This will be a shooting foul as Taz Yori goes to the free throw line. Taz is an 83% foul shooter in the season. She's hit 5 out of 6 from the line. And her shot is up there. It's good. Taz Yori the other night down in Kansas against Sterling led the team. She had 18 points in the ball game, knocked down 4 three-pointers as Hastings beat 11th-ranked Sterling by a score of 59-55. Next free throw is up there. It is good by Taz. And Hastings College now has the lead. It's been a while since the Broncos have played with a lead. 55-54 now with 11 minutes to play here in this one from Crete. At the men's game coming up next, scheduled tip-off time will be at 8 o'clock tonight here at the Hattick Center. So Hastings playing the man-to-man defense right here. Here's a Beller with the ball. Beller out here in three-point territory. Swings it right side. Natalie Corris, double team. Cross-court pass intercepted. Intercepted by Melissa Thompson as they get the ball now to Taz Yorig. She drives, shoots, and misses the shot. Rebound, Thompson, and a foul is going to be called. So Hastings forces a turnover in the defensive end but could not finish. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Melissa Thompson. That's going to be her fourth foul. So Thompson now with four fouls in the ball game. We got 10 and a half minutes to play.
Coming in for Hastings
Coming into the ball game now is going to be Statler. Coming out will be Laurel Zwiener. So Thompson, well, let's see. Also coming down to the scorer's table will be Breckman. And Thompson will go out. 10:34 to play. You're listening to Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Doan had the lead at halftime, 36-35. Hastings now leading by 155-54. We're in the second half. Here's a Upanisa. Comes out to a Morgan Dubas. Drives it down the right side of the lane. There's Thompson. Pops from 10. Shot no good. Rebound Dostal. Keeps it alive here for the Tigers. Back out to Dubas. Bounce pass to Upanisa at the free throw line. The Lohmeyer on the wing on the left side. Down low to a Dostal. Back outside to Dubas. Drives it down the right side of the lane. A shot is taken there by Ashley Daly. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Breckman of Hastings. Beckman clears it out of there. Hastings with a one-point lead, 55-54, halfway through the second half. There's a Courtney Spahn inside to Alicia Stadler. Spins, puts up a shot, good. Alicia Stadler scores. That's her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 8 points. And Hastings now with a three-point lead. It's 57-54. 9:40 to play here in the ball game. On the wing on the left side is going to be a Morgan Dubas. Pulls up, shoots a 10-footer. It's going to be no good. Statler had the rebound. It was poked away there by Hannah Dostal, and the ball is picked up here by Hastings. That's a Brittany Wong with the ball. Hastings with a three-point lead, 9.5 to play in the ball game. Right wing, Taz for three. Shot is off of the mark, no good. Rebound is loose, and it's picked up here in the lane by Hannah Dostal. Dribbles out of there. Gets it out of the hands of Ashley Daly. The Wohlmeyer here on the right sideline. Gets it inside to Upanisa. She works against Statler. A shot from the free throw line is up and in. Upanisa a little bit closer to the basket there, and then dribbles to the free throw line and puts it up there and scores. She's got 14 points in the ball game. 57-56. Hastings with a one-point lead. Broncos have the ball here. Back in their offensive zone. Courtney Spahn has got it. Courtney comes over here. Free throw line extended left side. Cammy Breckman. Breckman holds it down to Taz Yorick. Taz at the top of the key. Right wing down to Brittany Wong. Bounce pass high post. Statler, 17-footer, is going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Statler down on the baseline on the right side. Good hustle play there by Alicia. Keeps it alive for the Broncos. Taz down in the corner. Courtney Spahn for three. She hits it. Courtney Spahn hits the three ball there for Hastings. Big play. 8 points now by Courtney Spahn. Hastings has now got a four-point lead, 60-56. There's a steal, a turnover on the other end. Broncos have the ball. Courtney Spahn gets the interception for the Broncos. That's turnover number 12 on Doan. 8 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Hastings with a four-point lead, 60-56. Cammy Breckman, free throw line extended left side. Into Statler, now to Taz Yorick. Taz brings it back inside to Cammy Breckman. Dumps it off to Statler. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Doan. Rebounded there by Upanisa. Gets it away. Now to a Lohmeyer. Bounce pass into the lane. Upanisa's shot is up there and in. An off-balance shot there by Madra Upanisa. She has now got 16 points in the ballgame, and Doan wants to call a timeout. 7 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Doan 60, Hastings 58.
The 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration was a big success at Boers Floors. With Thanksgiving coming up, and as a way to say thank you, Boers Floors is continuing the anniversary sale prices this month. Get great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet, including Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection, and on wood, laminate, and tile hard surfaces. Anniversary sale prices continue. Ask for details at Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings out on top of Doan now by a score of 60-58. Other scores we got. Briar Cliff is leading Nebraska Wesleyan 44-36. They've got 8:34 to play in their ball game tonight. Midway through the second half, it's Dakota Wesleyan out on top of Dort by a score of 46-39. We will see the Tigers coming up on Saturday back at the Osborne Sports Complex. What else we got going here tonight? It's Morningside. They're playing at home tonight. We've got a non-conference game with Grandview. And Morningside has got the lead over Grandview by only 2 points. Morningside 58, Grandview 56. They've got 8:08 to play in that ball game. Hastings College men's soccer team victorious today at the NAIA National Tournament down in Orange Beach, Alabama. The Broncos beating Oklahoma Science and Arts today by a score of 3-1. Broncos will play in the semifinals coming up Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Hastings College women's basketball team with a two-point lead here tonight, 60-58. Under 8 minutes to play here in the ball game. Cammy Breckman's pass is going to be intercepted. Breckman was being pressured, and her pass is intercepted here by Hannah Dostal. So Doan comes back. Lohmeyer inside of Upanisa. Kicks it back out here to a Braithwaite. Lobs it back out into three-point territory. Lohmeyer's got it. Left side of the lane. Now to Dostal. Goes to Upanisa. First shot from right in front of the basket. It's going to be no good. And the ball ripped out of there by Courtney Spahn. Hastings with a two-point lead. 7:15 to play in the contest. Bruckman has got it. Lobs it into Alicia Stadler. Stadler with her back to the basket. Back out to Aaron Vanderpool's into the ball game. Vanderpool out to Bruckman now. Cammy drives it to the basket. Contact made and a foul is going to be called. Bruckman found a little seam. Took it to the basket and a foul is going to be called here on Doan. It's going to go on Aaron DeFries who's into the ball game for the first time. DeFries, a 5'8" freshman out of Chambers. And going to the free throw line is going to be Bruckman of Hastings. Bruckman with 6 points in the basketball game tonight. Couple of field goals, 2 of 2 from the line. Free throw rims off, no good. Rebound, Mondra Upanisa. So it's 60-58. Hastings is leading by 2 points. We're down to 6:54 to play here in the ball game. Out between the rings is going to be Lohmeyer. Here's a long-range jumper put up and in. Braithwaite throws up the three-pointer from the left side. That's 10 points for Braithwaite. And now Doan has reclaimed the lead, 61-60. Nobody out of Braithwaite right there. And Cheryl knocks her down for the Tigers left side of the lane. 61-60. Doan has scored the last 5 points here in the ball game. Ball tipped away from the Broncos down here on the offensive end. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side. They get it to Stadler. The ball tipped away from her out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Mondra Upanisa getting out there for the Tigers. So Hastings will play it in. 6:37 to go in the ball game. 24 seconds left in the shot clock here. Broncos will play it in just to the right of their basket down here. They get it into the hands of Aaron Vanderpool. Doan is still in a man-to-man defense. Vanderpool picks up the dribble right in front of the Bronco bench. Comes out to Courtney Spahn. She dribbles with it now. Spahn right to left across the top of the key. Stops, lobs it to a Bruckman. Bruckman is going to be pressured, and a jump ball is going to be called here. Bruckman spun to her right and runs right in to Aaron DeFries, who just checked in there for Doan. The arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos maintain control here. Aaron Vanderpool playing things in for Hastings. Vanderpool, not a Stadler shot, is up there and in. Alicia Stadler scores off of the inbound from Aaron Vanderpool, and the Broncos go back out on top, 62-61. We're down to 6:10 to play here in the second half from Crete. Braithwaite has got the ball behind his screen. Hands it away out here in three-point territory. Now sends it back to a Lohmeyer. Pounds it down low. Here's Upanisa. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound. Dostal follow shot is up and in. Hannah Dostal gets the follow shot after grabbing the offensive rebound and puts it down through the hole. Doan has got a one-point lead, 63-62 over Hastings. 5:46 to play here in the ball game. Here's Sophia McDermott with the ball now for the Broncos. Hustles back into the forecourt. McDermott stops. Gets the ball in the hands now of Courtney Spahn. She dribbles with the ball, moves it to the left side of the floor. Free throw line extended to the near sideline. Bounce pass inside to Stadler. Nice move. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Stadler with a rebound. Follow shot good. Alicia Stadler grabs the offensive board and the putback. She's now got 12 points in the ballgame. The Broncos out on top, 64-63. Here's Braithwaite. Drives for the hole, and she is fouling the play. Braithwaite circles around, takes it right to the hole there for Doan, and she's fouling the play. Now she'll go to the free throw line here for the Tigers. Foul goes on Alicia Stadler. That's going to be her third foul. And now Melissa Thompson has got 4. Stadler has got 3. Braithwaite to the free throw line. Her shot good. Cheryl Braithwaite now the 11 points in the ball game for the Tigers. Braithwaite is 65% foul shooter in the season. Laurel Zwiener comes back into the ball game. Stadler comes out. Courtney Spahn checks out of the ball game. Melissa Thompson back in there. For Doan, Upanisa checks out. Coming in will be Alyssa Willicott. 5:16 to play here in the ball game. Doan and Hastings are now tied at 64 points apiece. The second shot is up there and in by Braithwaite, so she hits both free throws. And Doan goes back out on top in this seesaw battle at 65-64. Got the men's game coming up next. A scheduled tip-off time at 8 o'clock tonight here at the Haddock Center in Crete. We'll have the game for you right here on 1230 KHIS. So a twin bill for you in college basketball. Good one here tonight. Doan is out on top of Hastings, 65-64. Broncos with the ball. There's Laurel Zwiener. Rockets it to the near side to Sophia McDermott. Drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there. No good. The ball goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. Last touch there by Savannah Lohmeyer of Doan. Hastings will play things in with only 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Brittany Wong will play things in. 5 seconds on the shot clock. looking to get it to Zwiener. Her off-balance shot is going to be no good, but she's fouled into play. Zwiener right in the lane there, got the feed, and she is fouled into play, so they go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Wilcott. That's going to be her second. Team foul number eight on the Tigers here in the second half of play. Zwiener to the free throw line. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Shot is up to the shot. Good. Zwiener is 77% foul shooter in the season. Hastings and Doan are now tied up at 65 points apiece. 4:50 to play in the ball game. Laurel Zwiener will have one more. Shot is up there. That one is off of the mark. No good. Rebound Zwiener goes back up. Shoots. Misses. Rebound Zwiener. Follow shot. No good. And the rebound comes down to Doan. Hastings with a couple of chances right there. Savannah Lohmeyer has got the ball. Now we're tied up at 65 points apiece with 4:30 to play here in the ball game. Hastings now looks like they've gone to a zone defense. As Doan works with it out here, that's a Braithwaite with the ball. Comes across the top to Lohmeyer. Down on the baseline, here's a pass in the lane. Now we got a foul called. They get the ball down to Aaron DeFries, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. Brittany Wong picks up the foul for Hastings. That's going to be her second. Team foul number six on the Broncos. A non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Doan playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Here comes Kaylee Ragath back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Bruckman. So Doan will play things in with 4:24 to play. A pass into the lane is going to be deflected, but it's picked up here by Willicott. She goes up for the shot, and she's going to be fouled. They're trying to get the ball to Dostal off of the inbound. It was deflected away from Dostal. Standing right there was Alyssa Willicott. She grabs the ball, goes up for the shot, and she's fouled into play there by Zwiener of Hastings. The second foul on Zwiener. Willicott to the free throw line. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, shot good. Willicott just a 42% foul shooter in the season. She knocks that one down. Zwiener checks out of the ball game. Coming in is going to be Statler. Doan has now got a 1-point lead over Hastings. It is 66-65. Into the ball game now will be Madra Upanisa. And going out is going to be Hannah Dostal. So as soon as Statler checks in, Upanisa comes in for Doan. And here comes the second shot by Willicott. It's in the air. It's good. She banks one home. And Doan has got a 2-point lead. 67-65 with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the ball game tonight from Crete. Doan pressuring here in backcourt. Melissa Thompson has got the ball. Thompson gets it in the hands now of Ragath. Brings it into the offensive scoring zone. They get it here to a Brittany Wong. Wong dribbling with the ball. Sends it over in the right sideline to Ragath right in front of the Bronco bench. Inside to Statler. Kicks it back out. That's Wong with the ball. Now to McDermott. To Statler. Now to Melissa Thompson. Her shot underneath the basket is going to be no good. Goes out of bounds. No, it's saved here by Doan. It's picked up by the Tigers. It's a Lohmeyer with the ball. Good save there by Doan. Now the Tigers have possession of the ball and a 2-point lead. Here's Braithwaite. 3-pointers up there, partially deflected. It is loose in the lane. It's picked up here by Hastings. Ragath has got it. Haley gets it away. Down to Brittany Wong. 3.5 minutes to play. Doan has got a 2-point lead. 67-65. Broncos have the ball. On the near sideline, Ragath has got it. Free throw line extended. Back out here to McDermott for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Upanisa. She is tied up in a play. No, a traveling violation is called. Melissa Thompson came from the backside and ties up. No, they're going to call a traveling violation on Hastings. So Melissa Thompson got her hands in there, ripped the ball loose, and a traveling violation is called on the Broncos. So Doan will get the ball now with 3 minutes and 19 seconds to play. 3:19 to go here in the ball game. There's a pass in the high post, deflected away. It is loose. It's picked up here by the Broncos, and now a foul is going to be called. Three girls hit the deck out in three-point territory, and a foul is going to be called at Hastings. Brittany Wong came up with the ball, but she's also the personal foul. Third foul in Brittany Wong. Going to the free throw line for Doan will be Madra Upanisa. She is 4 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. She has got 16 points in the ballgame. 67-65, Doan leading by 2. 3 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in this one. Madra Upanisa to the free throw line here for Doan. That's the 8th team foul on Hastings. Madra puts it up there. The shot is off the right side. No good. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by Sophia McDermott. Runs her back the other way for Hastings. Gets it into the forecourt. Out of Brittany Wong to Alicia Stadler. Over here on the wing on the left side to a Ragath. Ragath goes to a Sophia McDermott at the top of the key. Dribbles once. Sends it right side to Brittany Wong. Wong down to Melissa Thompson. Thompson sends it down low. That's a Statler with the ball. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Braithwaite. She runs her back the other way, and a foul is going to be called to McDermott. Sophia with a personal foul here for Hastings after the Broncos turn it over for the 16th time here in the ballgame. And now going to the free throw line for Doan will be Cheryl Braithwaite. She has got 12 points in the ballgame, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 65% foul shooter on the season. Her shot is up there, the shot good. Hastings playing as a ranked team for the first time in the 2011-2012 season. Broncos knocking off four ranked opponents in their first seven ball games. Was not rated in the preseason poll, jumping up to number 5 in the first regular season poll, and now they're trailing here 69-65 is the score. The Broncos are 7-0 on the season. I'll tell you what, Doan giving Hastings all they want here, like many of these games have over the years between Hastings and Doan. The Broncos trailing with 2.5 minutes to play. Now Jeff wants to call a timeout. Jeff Dittman calls a timeout. 2:33 to play. We'll take a break with a score. Doan 69, Hastings 65.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Doan leading Hastings 69-65. Dakota Wesleyan out on top of Dort 57-52. They got 3 minutes to play. Northwestern now leading Grandview by the score of 75-68. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Broncos trailed at halftime on a score of 36-35. And this has been nip and tuck in the second half of play. Broncos got out to a 4-point lead at 60-56, but that's their biggest lead they have had since halftime. Doan is now leading by 4 points themselves at 69-65. 2.5 to play here in this one. Hastings with the ball on their offensive end. It's a Raggeth with it here on the right sideline as they get it to a Sophia McDermott. Now on the wing, here's a jumper put up there by Thompson. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Mondra Upanisa. So with 2:17 to play, the Tigers have the ball on a 4-point lead. Here comes Doan back in the offensive scoring zone. Savannah Lohmeyer has got the ball. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. On the wing, here's a Braithwaite. Braithwaite comes out between the rings now. That's going to be Aaron DeFries, who's back in the ball game. Has it tapped away. DeFries picks it back up. Here's a pass deflected again, and the foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be called here on Hastings. They check that. It's going to go on Doan. It's going to go on DeFries. That's going to be your first. Ball is deflected away. The scramble is on. DeFries is going to be hit with a personal foul. So Hastings will come back the other way. It will have a 1-1 here. That's a, what, the ninth team foul in the Tigers. So going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Sophia McDermott. She is 2 for 2 tonight. She is 3 out of 4 on the season. 69-65, Doan with a 4-point lead. Shot from the free throw line is good by Sophia McDermott. She will get one more. Men's game is coming up next on 1230 KHIS. Scheduled tip-off time will be at 8 o'clock here at the Haddock Center. Raggeth comes out. Here comes Courtney Spahn into the ball game now for Hastings. 69-66. Next free throw is good. Sophia McDermott hits a pair of free throws there for Hastings. She is going to check out. Here comes Vanderpool into the ball game now for the Broncos. 69-67. Doan has got a 2-point lead with 1:53 to play. Tigers have the ball as they work it right to the free throw line. Lohmeyer kicks it back out to Ashley Daly. Comes to the near sideline to Braithwaite. Takes it down to the baseline. Down in the corner now to Daly. Shot for three is good. Ashley Daly nails her third three-pointer of the ball game from the deep left corner. 72-67, Doan winning. Here's an off-balance shot taken by Brittany Wong. No good. Wong gets her own rebound. Back out to Courtney Spahn. 90 seconds to play. Hastings trailing by 5 points, 72-67. Bounce pass inside to Statler. Shot is up and in. Alicia Statler scores. She's got 14 in the ball game. The Broncos back to within 3 points, 1:15 to play in the ball game. Ashley Daly on the dribble out here in three-point territory. Now to Braithwaite. High post, that's a Upanisa. Back out in three-point territory to Cheryl Braithwaite. Swings it left side, down to Lohmeyer. 15 left in the shot clock, and now a foul is going to be called. Aaron Vanderpool comes out and fouls Savannah Lohmeyer. Vanderpool's first personal foul is going to be the 10th team foul in Hastings, so now Doan will have a two-shot opportunity right here. Savannah Lohmeyer goes to the free throw line for Doan. 0 of 1 so far tonight, 70% foul shooter in the season. Shot is up there, shot good. 73-69. The Broncos are down by 4 points with a minute and 3 seconds to play. Hastings, the fifth-ranked team in the country, 7-0 in the season. Doan is at 3-3. Next shot by Lohmeyer is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. So the Tigers have a four-point lead. Hastings has the ball. Sophia McDermott down the right sideline. Works against the Braithwaite. Stops. Comes out on top. Now to Melissa Thompson. Left side. Here's Brittany Wong. Out to McDermott. Open for three. Takes a shot and hits it. Sophia McDermott hits her second three-pointer of the ball game and a timeout. Hastings, 49.4 seconds to play. Sophia McDermott knocks down a tray from the top of the key for Hastings, and we've got a timeout. Broncos, 49.4 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Doan 73, Hastings 72.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will with Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College is back to within 1 point, 73-72. Sophia McDermott knocking down a huge three-pointer there from the top of the key. Broncos calling the timeout now. The Broncos have come back here in the second half, now trailing by a point, 73-72. Leading the way so far for Hastings, Alicia Statler. She has got 14 points in the ball game. Brittany Wong has got 10. Sophia McDermott now with 10 points in the ball game. Hastings trying to win their eighth straight ball game here tonight. This will be the third conference win for Hastings here this evening, but it has not come easy. 73-72, we got 49.4 seconds to play. Doan will play things in here in backcourt. Savannah Lohmeyer walks the ball up the floor here for Doan. Finally gets into the offensive scoring zone against the Courtney Spahn. There's a Braithwaite with the ball. Hastings matched up. Man on man here. Lohmeyer has got the ball. 12 seconds on the shot clock. 29 seconds to play in the ball game. Lohmeyer on the right sideline. Comes out to Braithwaite at the free throw line. Braithwaite sends it down low to a Upanisa. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Statler, and the foul is going to be called. The Broncos went with the jump ball. They didn't get it. Madra Upanisa goes up there against Alicia Statler. Statler picks up the foul. That's going to be her fourth. And now Madra Upanisa goes to the free throw line here for the Tigers with 20 seconds to play. Upanisa has got 16 points in the ball game. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, shot good. He's now 5 out of 8 from the free throw line, and the Tigers now have a 2-point lead, 74-72. And now Doan wants to call a timeout. The Tigers want to talk things over. 20.6 seconds to play. Doan has got the lead. We'll take a break. The Tigers 74, the Broncos 72.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
So it's 74-72. Hastings is down by 2 points. That three-pointer by McDermott got Hastings within one at 73-72. But now Upanisa hits the free throw. Give Doan a two-point lead at 74-72 as a timeout was called there by head coach Tracy Fairbanks. Doan trying to upset the Broncos here tonight in women's college basketball. The Tigers have a two-point lead. And going back to the free throw line for Doan will be Madra Upanisa. Again, she did not start in the ball game tonight. She has started the other, but six ball games for Doan. For some reason, did not get the start here tonight. But she has come on and played nicely for head coach Tracy Fairbanks. She has got 17 points in the ball game. And now Madra Upanisa goes back to the free throw line here for Doan. Eyes the bucket. Her shot is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. So it's 74-72. Hastings is trailing here in the ball game. Broncos have the ball now with 14 seconds to play, and Jeff wants to call a timeout. So Hastings has got the ball, 13.6 seconds to play, down by 2 points. We've got another timeout, this one by the Broncos. We'll take a break with a score, Doan 74, Hastings 72.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is here to help you with your holiday shopping. Thursday, December 8th from 9 to 8 is our annual Ladies' Day shopping extravaganza. Take 20% off the entire men and ladies' departments, excluding Brighton. A Brighton representative will be on hand from 11 to 1 with the latest Brighton collections and gift ideas. Free gift wrap and refreshments will be served. Shop local with Gary Michaels Clothiers and receive 20% off. Thursday, December 8th, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Haddock Center in Doan here tonight. We wouldn't expect anything else. Doan and Hastings getting together in any sports. They're going toe-to-toe here tonight with the guys standing by. 8 o'clock starting time for their ball game here tonight. In between games, we'll check in with Lance Creech, the head coach at Hastings College. So stick around for that. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We've got a Dandy Bruin here in women's college basketball. 74-72, Doan with a two-point lead over Hastings. The Broncos have the basketball. They'll be in their offensive scoring zone. Jeff Dittman calling the timeout. And Hastings will come back out here. We've got 13.6 seconds to play in a two-point ball game. Hastings 7-0 on the season, 2-0 in the conference. Doan at 3-3 and 0-2. Courtney Spahn will play things in for Hastings. Gets it into Brittany Wong behind the screen. Moves it to the left side. Brittany down to Courtney Spahn. 9 seconds to play. Inside to Alicia Stadler. Goes to Melissa Thompson. Her shot is up and in. Melissa Thompson scores on the assist there from Alicia Stadler. 74-74. Now we got a foul in backcourt. A foul is called in backcourt on Brittany Wong. That's going to be her fourth. That's going to send Doan to the free throw line with 3.1 seconds to play. So Thompson gets the field goal for Hastings to tie things up at 74-74. Now Cheryl Braithwaite goes to the free throw line for Doan, and we've got a timeout Hastings. So Brittany Wong committing the personal foul here in backcourt. Braithwaite will go to the free throw line for Doan when we come back. We are tied up at 74 points apiece. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 74, Doan 74.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Briar Cliff has beat Nebraska Wesleyan tonight 59-46. Dakota Wesleyan winners tonight in their ball game, as they beat Dort. Final score is 63-56. Braithwaite goes to the free throw line with 3.1 seconds to play. She will have two shots here, and the first shot is up there. It's good. Cheryl Braithwaite is now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. And Doan has now got a 1-point lead over Hastings at 75-74. Cheryl Braithwaite, one more shot is up there. That one rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Stadler gets the ball to the near sideline. Wong from half court. The shot, no good. Doan has beaten Hastings. Doan has beaten Hastings 75-74. As Cheryl Braithwaite knocks down one of two free throws with 3.1 seconds to play. And the Tigers upset the fifth-ranked team in the country here tonight in Hastings College. A final score of 75-74. Well, everything you expected here tonight. The Tigers knock off the Broncos here tonight. And Hastings has their first loss of the 2011-2012 season as they lose to the Tigers tonight by a 1-point final score, 75-74. Back with a recap after this.
The 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration was a big success at Boar's Floors. With Thanksgiving coming up, and as a way to say thank you, Boar's Floors is continuing the anniversary sale prices this month. Get great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet, including Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection, and on wood, laminate, and tile hard surfaces. Anniversary sale prices continue. Ask for details at Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 464-463-5667.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Havoc Center in Crete here tonight. Doan has knocked off Hastings in women's college basketball, winning tonight by a score of 75-74. Cheryl Braithwaite hitting a free throw with 3.1 seconds to play, and the Tigers have their first win in the conference here this season as they knock off previously undefeated Hastings by 1 point, 75-74. Doan had an 8-point lead in the first half at 29-21, also at 31-23 for their biggest leads of the ball game. It was 36-35 in favor of Doan at halftime. There was a seesaw battle throughout much of the second half of play. Doan got out to a 5-point lead at 46-41. Broncos had a 60-56 lead in the second half of play. Went down to the wire as Melissa Thompson got a field goal for Hastings with 13.6 seconds to play. To tie things up at 74 points apiece, Wong commits the personal foul in the backcourt as Doan was bringing the ball back up to floor, and Cheryl Braithwaite went to the free throw line to hit one of two free throws. Wong's shot from half court at the buzzer was no good, and the Tigers beat Hastings tonight by a score of 75-74. Doan getting 17 points in the ball game tonight from Madra Upanisa. 15 points for Cheryl Braithwaite, including that one free throw with 3.1 seconds to play. Those were the only two players in double figures tonight for the Tigers. Ashley Daly had 9. Hannah Dostal had 9 points in the ballgame. 7 for Morgan Dubas. 5 points for Brittany Little. 4 for Alyssa Willicott. Savannah Lohmeyer also had 5 points in the ballgame. 2 points for Natalie Corris. And 2 points for Callie Beller. Doan was 14 out of 24 from the free throw line here tonight. Broncos hit 15 out of 18 from the free throw line. They got 14 points tonight from Alicia Stadler, 10 from Brittany Wong, 10 points for Sophia McDermott, 8 points for Courtney Spahn, 7 for Taz Yorick, 6 points for Melissa Thompson, 5 for Laurel Zwiener. Cammie Breckman also had 6 points tonight. Kaylee Raggeth had 5. And 3 points for Josie Schaump. So Hastings College drops one here tonight, 75-74 to Doan. The Broncos are now 7-1 on the season. They are 2-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They'll get ready for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers coming up on Saturday afternoon back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Doan is now 4-3 on the season. They are 1-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So again, it was Cheryl Braithwaite hitting a free throw with 3.1 seconds to play. Doan knocks off Hastings tonight in women's basketball by the score of 75-74. We'll take a break and come back. We'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHIS.
The superheroes of service powered by Glenwood
is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Experience the joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has the most unique and festive ideas, including wreaths, seasonal bouquets, and poinsettias. Shop the Ooze and Oz level for even more gift ideas. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.